Ronnie's also going to be gone before long, the voice of reason interposed. If he lasts to the end of the semester, it'll be a blue-eyed miracle. You know that. True. And in the meantime, Ronnie had nothing else but hearts, did he? He was clumsy, pot-bellied, and thin-armed, an old man waiting to happen. He wore a chip on his shoulder to at least partially hide his massive feelings of inferiority. His boasting about girls was ludicrous. Also, he wasn't really smart, like some of the kids currently in danger of flunking out, Skip Kirk, for instance. Hearts and empty brag were the only things Ronnie was good at, so far as I'd been able to tell, so why not just stand back and let him run the cards and run his mouth while he still could? Because I didn't want to, that was why. Because I wanted to wipe the smirk off his hollow, pimply face and silence his grating blare of a laugh. It was mean, but it was true. I liked Ronnie best when he was sulking, when he was glowering at me with his greasy hair tumbled down over his forehead and his lower lip pushed out. Also, there was the game itself. I loved playing. I couldn't even stop thinking about it here, in my childhood bed. So how was I supposed to stay away from the lounge when I got back? How was I supposed to ignore Mark St. Pierre yelling at me to hurry up? There was a seat empty. Everyone stood at zero on the score pad, and the game was about to commence. Christ! I was still awake when the cuckoo clock in the parlor below me sang 2 o'clock. I got up, threw on my old tartan robe over my skivvies, and went downstairs. I got myself a glass of milk and sat at the kitchen table to drink it. There were no lights on except for the fluorescent bar over the stove, no sounds except for the sough of the furnace through the floor grates and my father's soft snores from the back bedroom. I felt a little nutso, as if the combination of turkey and cramming had set off a minor earthquake in my head. And I felt as if I might next fall asleep around, oh, say, St. Patrick's Day. I happened to glance into the entry. There, hung on one of the hooks above the wood box, was my high school jacket, the one with the big white GF entwined on the breast. Nothing else but the initials. I hadn't been much of a jock. When Skip asked me, shortly after we met at the university, if I'd lettered in anything, I told him I had the big M for masturbation, first team, the short overhand stroke, my specialty. Skip had laughed until he cried, and maybe that was when we'd started being friends. Actually, I guess I could have gotten a D for debate or dramatics, but they don't give letters in those things, do they? Not then and not now. High school seemed far in the past to me on that night. Almost in another planetary system. But there was the jacket, a birthday present from my folks the year I turned 16. I crossed to the entry and took it off the hook. I put it up to my face and smelled it and thought of Period 5 study hall with Mr. Mazensik, the bitter aroma of pencil shavings, the girls whispering and giggling under their breath, faint shouts from outside as the phys ed kids played what the jocks called remedial volleyball. I saw that the place where the jacket had hung on the hook continued to stick up in a kind of dimple. The damn thing probably hadn't been worn, even by my mother, to go out and grab the mail in her nightgown since the previous April or May. I thought of seeing Carol frozen in newsprint dots, her face shadowed by a sign reading, U.S. out of Vietnam now, her ponytail lying against the collar of her own high school jacket. And I had an idea. Our telephone, a Bakelite dinosaur with a rotary dial, was on a table in the front hall. In the drawer beneath it was the Gates Falls phone book, my mom's address book, and a litter of writing implements. One was a black laundry marker. I took it back to the kitchen table and sat down again. I spread my high school jacket over my knees, then used the marker to make a large sparrow track on the back. As I worked, I felt the nervous tension draining out of my muscles. It occurred to me that I could award myself my own letter if I wanted, and that was sort of what I was doing.